This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Danny G taking you up until game time, pregame time of Game 7 of the NBA Finals, the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics. Game 7, wow, of anything. And we said that before. Thanks so much to Alan Held, stepping down as head wrestling coach and coaching football and wrestling for over 40 years for joining us. Also, Mike McCabe from One-on-One Kicking. But I think we saved one of the best for last. I mean, you have to admire it whether you're in it or from afar. But what Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School's baseball team has done over the years, especially over the last 3 years, posting an 87-5 record. They have won 51 straight. They won another state title this year. They're two-time defending national champions. Whew, that is amazing. They've had so many tremendous players this year. Christian Rodriguez, who finished 13-0. Head coach Todd Fitzgerald, who is the architect, is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and I can't congratulate you enough on what you've done. Oh, I gave you such a good build-up.
Appreciate it. Yeah, thanks for having me on. Yeah, it's awesome, man. What a ride! I got to tell you, it was really fun.
And you know what it is? I mean, to assemble a baseball team. You've been at a private school, so you know it's a lot easier because you can pick kids from here, pick kids. But to get kids in your general area, I mean, that's mind-boggling. I mean, it really is. And you look at, like, football teams like Miami Central who've won 8 state titles and, you know, public schools that do this. Talk about that, because I think that's the biggest story in this whole thing, is that your kids come from your community.
Well, you know, where we're at, it's a really good baseball area. We're always going to have talented kids. And, you know, we have travel organization too that kind of feeds into our program as well. So, you know, it's just a baseball rich community, and we have North Springs, we have Parkland across the road. So Coral Springs down at Mullins Park, you know, if they're in the area too. So we usually get a pretty good group of kids that come, you know, that try out every year. So we're always going to be pretty good, I think, just because of the area. You know, we always get some kids that come in too. I mean, I get some kids that move in from out of state. And,
sure.
You know, that want to come live in the area too. So, you know, all those things are obviously beneficial. But yeah, in the public school, you know, it's pretty special. I mean, 51 in a row in the public school system, and I think it might be the longest streak in public school in Broward County. I definitely know it's the first three-peat in a public school in Broward County. Maybe the state, I don't know, for public school.
Yeah.
Just really good group of guys.
I think you moved into really uncharted waters, because 51 straight, first team in the history of South Florida ever go unbeaten in a season in baseball. And you know as well as I do, I mean, the competition is pretty stiff down here. I mean, it's not like, you know, you have one or two teams. You got to, and especially when you're wearing that bullseye, I mean, you know, when you're pitching Christian Rodriguez, he's definitely going to get the best on the other side too. 500 wins. I know you're not an individual guy, but that also represents so many young players that came through the system as you get them as ninth graders and cultivate them and teach them. Talk about that, because I think that's so important that these kids just don't come plug and play. I mean, you've got to, you know, when they're ninth and 10th graders, they have raw talent that you have to, you know, kind of cultivate and, you know, and teach. Talk about that.
Well, I think one of the things that we do that's probably unique from other programs is that we varsity coaches, we also coach our JV program. So the terminology is the same. The language is the same. The signs are the same. Now, they're obviously not as extensive on the JV level because you got to try and let those guys grow a little bit. But everything's the same. So when they get to the varsity level, when they're a junior or a senior, there's no reteaching that has to happen, right? So when they come in, it's almost like you just said a minute ago, it's almost like plug and play. Like they're ready to go. And if they're not ready to go, then the guy behind them is. So, I mean, it's competition every day at practice. We're too deep at every position. Believe it or not, we're very fortunate. And there's competition every day. So if the lead guy's not getting it, then the guy behind him gets a chance. So, you know, I think it's important for us that I want the JV guys to know that they're important also. It's not just a high school team JV. I know they don't play for anything or they don't have a end of the season tournament or what have you, but when they see the head coach of the varsity program at all their games, then, you know, obviously they know that we care what's going on. So, you know, I do have a head JV coach, but still, we still coach the entire program the same.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. I mean, that happens at a lot of successful places. I know that Lakeland's football program is like that. There's a lot of, you know, coaches that are hands-on. I mean, they don't just, you know, come and watch. I mean, they're right. Supportive, but they're also teachers. Coach Todd Fitzgerald joining us. His Douglas High School football team, baseball team, won for the third straight year, two-time defending national champions, which is crazy. And this year, I mean, you guys should just win this thing outright.
We should.
You take a look at a lot of the players who have played for you. Have some kids in the big. You have a pitcher right here with the Marlins. You've had some really, really good kids go on to college. How rewarding is that for you and your staff to see that?
Well, it's extremely rewarding. But again, all the credit goes to them, right? So, you know, without them, I'm nothing. You know, all I do is try and keep their head in the right direction, make sure they get to class on time, make sure they're taking care of their academics, make sure they're working hard at practice every day. We have a thing at our school, like in our practice or in our program, like practice is our time. It's the coach's time. Game day is your day. So when we get to game day, don't make us coach today. You're prepared. You're prepared for anything that's going to come your way. Just go play. Don't make us coach today. So I'm really hard in practice. I'm still one of those kind of old school guys. But really, really get the most out of them in practice. And we try and practice at game speed. So when the game comes, it slows down for them. So, you know, that's just something I've always tried to do. And I think they've done a great job with it, you know. So, but again, like I say, all the credit goes to the players and my assistant coaches, because the head coach is only as good as the people that he surrounds himself with. So I got to give those guys all the credit. So any accolades or any awards we get, it's for the entire program. It's not just me.
Good stuff. Coach, I can't thank you enough for dropping by. A happy Memorial Day to you and your family, and congratulations on everything that's come your way and that will continue to come your way, and congratulations to the Eagles.
I appreciate it. Go Eagles.
Good stuff. Coach Todd Fitzgerald, what a way to end our Memorial Day show with a record-setting performance by that baseball team. That's going to do it. Don't forget, Game 7 of the NBA Finals, your Miami Heat against the Boston Celtics, is 1 hour and a half away. Pregame is next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.